Up to 270 women in England may have died prematurely from breast cancer due to a computer error inside the UK's health service. The British Health Secretary, Jeremy Hunt, has told Parliament that 450,000 women missed out on breast screenings after a computer algorithm failure stopped letters from being sent to them, reminding them to have a checkup. With more, here's Europe correspondent Steve Kinnane.
The true human cost of this IT stuff-up has yet to emerge. There's those who may have died and the grief it caused their loved ones, and there's those who may have avoided gruelling treatment. Under the UK health system, Patricia Minchin was due a mammogram 5 years ago, after she turned 70, but the notification never arrived. 2 years later, she was diagnosed with breast cancer.
I look back now and think, you know, everything that happened since could possibly have been avoided or lessened. The whole journey I went on, traumatic journey of all the treatment, could may never have had to be happen.
It was a sombre health secretary who walked to the dispatch box in the House of Commons to deliver the extraordinary news that a computer glitch could have led to the deaths of hundreds of women.
Between 2009 and the start of 2018, an estimated 450,000 women aged between 68 and 71 were not invited to their final breast screening. Our current best estimate, which comes with caveats as it's based on statistical modelling rather than patient reviews, and because there is currently no clinical consensus about the benefits of screening for this age group, is that there may be between 135 and 270 women who had their lives shortened as a result.
This debacle continued undetected for 8 years. Public Health England, who oversaw the program, only discovered the problem after it began analysing data from the screenings. The National Health Service could face a massive compensation bill. Baroness Morgan, the chief executive of Breast Cancer Now, says the failure to notify so many women about their screenings is unacceptable.
I feel extremely sad for the women affected by this colossal administrative disaster, really. It's hugely significant. You know, we have to be concerned about, generally about confidence in the screening service now. But we need to know, how has this happened?
An independent review has been launched and the minister has apologised for the failures in the system. It's thought that women in Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland were not affected. This is Steve Kinnane reporting from London for AM.